salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Good. What is this? Tuesday morning? Get all mixed up there. They throw that non-Labor Day in there on Monday. Gets us all mixed up. I had a kind of a late evening for me. Steve Deck still here. John Loveland still here. They came in from Jamie's event, and they're going to – hey, listen, those of you who are at Jamie's event, I got to laugh. I saw him on Facebook last night because Jamie did a great presentations Sunday morning about suck it up, buttercup, we're in a war. And Jamie put a picture on Facebook page. He blew a tire on the way. He's pulling a trailer and he's got his truck. He blew his back tire and he's got a picture of him from his flat tire saying suck it up, buttercup. So, you know, the more good stuff you try to do for the Lord, the more it seems like you get tripped over yourself. And I'm glad Steve Deck was here last night and all the what a great guy Steve is, what he does for our ministry, and John Loveland. I wish I had more time to spend with John. In fact, I wish I could put him on today with Tom Dunn, who's with us, because their fight. Folks, this battle, oh, Lord, this battle is so broad, so multifaceted, being fought on so many fronts, and we are so ignorant of his devices. We're really, really ignorant of him. And I got to share this, even though I know you're not going to understand. I was telling John and Steve last night. Be right with you there, Tom. I was telling Steve and John last night that I don't really even know how to share this, that you're going to understand, other than I'm going to share it and just pray that you understand. Because when we're out at the event, Jamie's event, I had a guy come up to me, and he said, Coach, you know, he said, take this the right way, friends. He says, you know, you're a goat. You're a goat. And I thought, what? He said, yeah, you're a goat. We need goats. And I thought, what does this mean, Lord? This guy pulling on my leg, what's going on? The scripture says that we all are counted as sheep led to the slaughter. And I want to ask you something, friends. Is being a sheep in the Christian world today a good thing or a bad thing? We see a lot of sheep, don't we? We make fun of them, say, oh, there's sheep. Bah! Everybody just following along, going with the crowd, doing whatever they're supposed to do, not thinking for themselves, just following the tail in front of them. The sheep, we're sheep. And then yet at the same time, we criticize goats. So he's going to separate the sheep from the goats, the sheep from the goats. And I pondered on it, and I couldn't get away from what the guy thought because, can I tell you the truth? It resonated with me. It resonated. I am a goat. Tom Dunn's a goat. Mike Heath's a goat. What do you mean? We don't just follow the other sheep. We just don't fall in line and follow the other sheep. We are disruptors. And so I want you all to start thinking about that a little bit. In this time in which everybody seems to be going the wrong direction,
hey,
is
Coach,
it okay to be a goat?
Coach.
Yeah, Larry. Larry, yeah.
I wouldn't go down the be a goat road because the sheep, there's different kinds of sheep. You got sheep to follow the wrong shepherd, and
That's
then
the
you
point.
Got sheep to follow the right.
Well, it's perspective. It's all perspective, right? That's what I'm saying. That's why it's so hard for me to tell people that I'm a goat because we have the wrong perspective about it. If it's the wrong gospel heading the, if you are in a church or you are affiliated with a group that is supporting Black Lives Matter, boys and girls, you better be a goat. You better be a goat or not follow those sheep every place else. Am I making sense? And I'm finding more and more of God-fearing goats. And I think it's a good thing. The Lord's going to separate the sheep from the goats, right? We're all going to. And when the Lord is my shepherd, when the Lord separates it, I'm going to be a sheep. I'm going to follow my shepherd. I'm following my shepherd. But if I find myself in the wrong flock, my sheep hear my voice and another voice they will not hear. And if I'm hearing another voice, I think it's okay to be a goat. With me? I get myself in trouble every day. We're honored to have Tom Dunn with us today. Hey, Mark Trump. I don't know even more if Mark's in here. And all of you have helped up at Sky High. We went out yesterday and we marked off our lake. Boys, it's something to see. And we're going to be moving forward on that pond down the bottom of the hill, Sky High. Really, really excited about that. And nice. Just a lot of stuff going on, man. Got a lot of stuff. Great soil, great clay. They did a soil test on it. It's going to be awesome. So I pray the Lord gives us time to do it. Because it's going to be also, as I struggled with whether or not I ought to put a pond there or not, I saw it as a water storage spot. Make sense, folks? Place of water storage where we could get clean water. Not Buckeye Lake. I wouldn't want to drink what's in Buckeye Lake. So, man, we never stopped. Tom Dunn, man. God bless Tom Dunn. Tom goes where very few people will go and does what very few people will do. And it's a, you know, I tried to say so sometime. I've often said about myself, Tom, I said, Lord, why didn't you give me a ministry to exhortation? Lord, why didn't you give me, let me go into churches and blow smoke up people's hinds ends and make them all feel happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise? And why didn't you let me do that? Why do you give me a goat-like ministry where I got to go around and always constantly kick against the pricks and try to make people aware of stuff they don't really want to be aware of and be the guy that sometimes when I walk into the room, people walk the other. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? No, this isn't always easy and this isn't always fun. Well, Tom Dunn has one of those ministries as well, works closely with Russ Dizdar and a lot of other guys, has his own ministry called Through the Black, which is up on our screen right now. And often, folks, when I have people who will contact me and say, hey, coach, can you put me in contact with Russ Dizdar? I really got a problem. I need to talk to Russ. I always say, I don't know, but I can connect you to Tom Dunn. I can connect you to Tom Dunn. But see, nothing against Russ. I love Russ. But we like the star worship, right? We don't want to meet some pro basketball player that sits on the bench for the Los Angeles Lakers. We want to meet LeBron. And Russ is LeBron. But Tom Dunn's the other guy, number two player, right? And so I have great respect for Tom and what he does and what he's all about. And Tom, come on in, man. Crack this thing open. John Loveland's upstairs.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tom. I wish I could get John. Maybe we can figure out a way to get John Loveland in here because he's a D-I-D-S-R-A, Tom. And most people watching this show right now just said, what? What? He's a what? Works for the CIA? No. He's SRA. He's SRA and he's a DID. What? He has ID for the FBI? What is that? And unfortunately, I had some conversation with John last night. This stuff is deep. It's everywhere. It's all throughout our culture and through our society. And we call it deliverance ministries. We call it a lot of different things. But we're just ignorant of Satan's devices. So, Tom, I'll shut up 10 minutes into the show and just kind of turn it over to you, let you share what you want to share, and then we'll let it rip, bud.
Hey, God bless you, Coach. In the sense that you're talking about this morning, yeah, I am a goat. It's not a lot of fun being a goat.
No.
And I, like yourself and my family, we ask, hey, why couldn't we have one of those ministries? It would be, a lot more, how can we say, less headaches or, you know, less drama or, you know, everything that we deal with, Coach. But why did he pick you and me and people like us? Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
So he's looking for somebody to do this. You know, somebody's got to go to Hillary Clinton's house and say, hey, you should be in jail. Somebody's got to go to these places. And, yeah. and you know, so here we are. Here we are. We said, okay, we'll do it. And I appreciate you letting me come on this morning, Coach. I'm so looking forward to being down in Sky High in less than a month and training and talking with some people and doing some ministry. Cannot wait. I've been locked up in Ohio. We did get to go on vacation for about a week and a half. But I'm telling you what, I want to see my family. I want to see some people. I want to fellowship. I want to shake hands. I want to hug some people. All that's legal down there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all legal. We ain't wearing no freaking masks up
here. I'm not wearing a mask. I haven't worn a mask yet. And I feel like I'm the last man standing up here in my town. Yeah, no kidding, man. We're not wearing a mask. And you know, I wish that not wearing a mask was our biggest problem.
Yes, sir.
But it's not. There are people in this world that kill babies and rape children. And unfortunately, I got to give you a call and say, hey, Coach, can I come on and talk about this? It's insane. It's insane and it's heartbreaking. But we've been doing this for a long time. And I personally never wanted to do this, Coach. All I wanted to do was make films.
Yes.
But I never wanted to get personally involved with the people and the cases and know about.
So Tom, let me stop you right there a second. By the way, I got another email from people saying, all you do is interrupt. Hey, watch somebody else, okay? Watch somebody else. Tom, this is real, isn't it? This child trafficking and raping children and putting them in cages. This is real stuff, isn't it, brother?
Coach, it's real. You asked me to come to the Occupy last year and talk about this very issue. And when I began researching for that talk, okay, I began to see all the numbers in Ohio, all the numbers of the places. And that opened up a door for me to go last year everywhere I went to talk about human trafficking. But how many stories are we seeing in the news of pedophile rings getting busted up, of people getting caught? I'm glad to see them getting caught, but I wish they weren't doing it in the first place.
Amen.
Just recent, what? And I pulled up this article here, and I'm just going to read the headline. U.S. Marshals rescued 72 missing children across Indiana, Ohio, and Georgia in the past several weeks. This is a September 7th article, okay? And it's some local news station somewhere. 72 children have been rescued out of pedophile rings where they make movies about them, where they rape children, where they traffic children for sex.
I guess they ran out of milk cartons to put them on, huh, Tom? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that we have this issue in the world. But, Coach, this is not a 2020 problem. This goes back generation after generation after generation. And God even had to warn, okay, back in Exodus, you don't do these things. You're not supposed to do these things. I don't know why you had to say it, but, you know, this is one of the things that we're seeing. And, you know, we see that the more money somebody has, the richer they are, the more famous they are, the more they seem to want to indulge in this kind of perversion. So, and of course, we've seen the Jeffrey Epsteins, we've seen the Weinsteins, all these people busted. It's something that's real. Politicians doing these things, this kind of corruption, this kind of perversion, it goes on and on and on, and just we can't get away from it. And we've been talking about it for years. Thank God that there's more light being shined in the darkness on this issue, and it's coming out, but it's not enough. 72 kids is not even the tip of the iceberg. How many more are out there in sophisticated networks? And then, Coach, what about the people in the families? What about the people that are abusing their own kids? I'm thinking about that family that was caught out in California. Torturing their kids, had a kid up to the age of 29 years old still in their house. Unbelievable. But it's going on. And We've been following a case of Melody Bannister. Okay, I want to tell you guys about this case. If you don't know about this case, there's a reason for it, because there's censorship and there's a blackout in the media. Okay, Melody Bannister, last year, her kids came to her and told her that in the middle of the night, they were being taken out of the house without her knowing about it and taken across the street to a red barn. Okay.
Where's Melody Bannister live, Tom?
She's from the state of Virginia, Stafford County, Virginia. Okay. Right. And anybody can look up this case and you can see, and I gave Jared, I told Jared about the links of the website. So the mother went to the police and she said, "Hey, I need help. This is going on. I want to make you guys aware of it." Just thinking, hey, okay, we got, you know, we're going to get help. We're going to get some help. God bless the law enforcement. I love every one of them. But this is what we see. And we see this, you know, in the small towns, and we've heard this, and you know about this, Coach. And we know that that judges and law enforcement can be corrupted. I don't know what's going on down in Stafford County, but this is what they said. They said the kids had vivid imaginations, and they said this is not going on. Now, we've heard this before, okay? And you guys can go and you can go to the website and you can look up, here you go, you can look up the details of this case. The mother, Melody Bannister, did what she thought she had to do to protect her kids, because she went to get help and they said her kids have vivid imaginations. This is not going on. No investigation, no forensic investigation in the barn, none of that. So, Coach, she hit the road. She left with her kids. She went to Georgia, and while she was in Georgia, she acquired a lawyer by the name of Sam McClure. Sam McClure was a custody lawyer, and he said, "Well, I want to look into this, and I want to evaluate this and make sure this lady's not crazy." So he hired an attorney, Carol Lieberman, to come in and to interview the kids. She spent hours and hours with the kids and endorsed their testimony and said, "These kids are telling the truth." Okay. Now, according to the testimony of the kids gave names, they gave details, they gave what, they gave where, they gave how. Okay. And they gave details of conversation that took place and the people that were involved, okay, which were family members and other people connected to this religious group. All right. Now, this is not specifically a satanic ritual case. OK, but it's a religious ritual case. OK, mm-hmm. It's a Christian cult. OK, so this happens all the time. So the kids gave the details of all of this just grotesque stuff. And she acquired the lawyer in Georgia.
So, Tom, was she in trouble for taking her kids and getting out of Dodge?
She was. Yeah, okay. That's what happened. And while she was gone, there were charges filed against her back home. Well, in the meantime, it took less than a year. She did get caught. And of course, this is what happens, Coach. The kids were put back with the person they accused of abusing them. And that's what's been going on. So Melody Bannister is in jail down in Stafford County. And we want to go down and support her. And that's what we're going to do on Monday the 14th. We're calling it the Rally for Innocence, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going down there, Coach, to evangelize. We're going down there to pray. We're going down there to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to go down there and intercede for children in Virginia and around the world, okay? So
what part of Virginia, Tom? What part of Virginia are we talking
Stafford,
about?
Stafford, Virginia.
Mike, hang on a second. Mike, can you maybe pull up can you get some kind of map of Virginia so people could see that? Maybe people from North Carolina or South Carolina or West by God, Virginia, who would be free to be able to go over there as well. Maybe you can show them a map as to where Stafford would be and they understand how far that would be. So, Tom, I'll just shut up and let you continue on as Mike throws that map up on the schedule so we can see exactly where Stafford is. What's going on in Stafford, Tom, that you're calling people to come and help you with?
Well, Melody Bannister is in jail, and we're going to go down and support her. There's going to be a trial. There's supposed to be a trial on the 14th. And as far as we know, that's still going on. But regardless if that happens or not, we're going there to pray, Coach. We're going there to to witness. We're going to go there to, you know, Russ Dizdar calls it a reap trip. We're going there to do research. Is there any other whistleblowers? Yeah, there is, matter of fact, and they're afraid to speak out. We do know that, okay? Other people have come forward and corroborated the testimony of the children about what happened, okay? So we're going to do exposure. We're going to shine a light on it. We're going to do evangelism, and we're going to do prayer, R-E-E-P. We call it a reap trip. So, and in Virginia, okay, since we're going to be in Virginia, do you know that over 250 kids have been reported missing since the beginning of the year in the state of Virginia? I don't know how they're getting the kids. They all been locked down, okay? And obviously, we know a lot of them are runaways, and many of them return home. But that's still something that we need to pray about, okay? It's in the shadow of D.C. down there in Stafford, Virginia. And there's not been an investigation in this case. There is a Carol Lieberman, the psychologist that was hired by the defense attorney, okay, has corroborated the testimony of these children. She spent hours with them. She wrote a 23-page report that the courts will not look at. Okay, a 23-page report, and said these kids are telling the truth. There needs to be an investigation. Now, Coach, in my experience, when they get away with stuff like this, I hate to say it, sometimes judges, sometimes police chiefs and sheriffs get corrupted. I don't know what's going on, but we want to know, and we're going to ask God, Lord, show us what's going on. Just route out the deception and the corruption, and we get rid of the corrupt ones and bring in the police officers who are just. And let's expose this, and let's support Melody. Let's pray. Let's pray for the children all around the world, starting right there in Virginia. And we're going to rally for the innocents, okay? Because 72 kids rescued. Praise God for that, but there's a lot more out there, and they're okay. In my community and your community.
Let's run through it again here real quickly then, Tom. Where do you want people to, first of all, do they need to contact you? Where do you want them to go? How long are they going to be there? What are you going to ask them to do?
Yeah.
Run that real quickly for us, Tom,
because yeah.
there are people watching right now who would love to be part of
you. Anybody that wants to can send us an email at throughtheblack.connect@outlook.com. You don't need to. You can just show up there, okay, at 11
or
o'clock.
Or contact me, and I'll forward your information to Tom.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Keep going.
You can show up there on Monday the 14th at 11 a.m., and we're going to be evangelizing. We're going to be praying. We're going to be having a church service, okay? We're going to be witnessing to the people around. So come ready just to share a testimony. Come ready to pray with people, pray for each other, and pray for the kids, and rally. If you want to make signs, there's going to be information about that on our websites on throughtheblack.com, and follow me there. Justice for Melody, okay? You can hold up signs. Or right now, Coach, what's trending is hashtag save our children. I'm glad that's trending. I'm thankful for that, that people are paying attention to that. And if anybody is in the area out there and they want to come and join us, and they want to come and shake hands, okay? And, this is an event they're not going to like, because it's going to break some of the social distancing, rules. But you know what? If they want us to stand apart, we'll stand apart, and we'll sneak a hug in while they're not looking. I don't care. I'd rather pray for the children, you know, and stand up for Melody than deal with that. But hey,
so I'm not Tom, are you looking for a 1 day commitment then? Is that what you're saying?
It's a one morning, and we're going to go from 11 till about 2. And we're just going to go out there and fellowship. And I know that we got some people down there, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. And this is an event where we can make a difference. People are asking, what can we do? What can we do? Okay, here's one thing you can do. If you can't make it, if you live somewhere else in the world, pray for us. You know, pray for us. Spread the word about this. And if you have your own show, talk about it. Monday the 14th, the rally in Stafford, Virginia. We're going to be at the courthouse, okay, where this trial is taking place that day. We're going to be representing Melody Bannister, okay? All the details are out there, okay? She wrote about it on her blog. You can look into it more. There's a lot more than what I'm mentioning. The names are out there, the people involved from the community, okay? But if you show up that morning, we're going to have church is what we're going to do, Coach. So,
okay. Hey, Tom, if I can ask you kind of an off-the-topic question, although it isn't off-the-topic for me. On the screen right now, Mike, you got up there on the screen. At the top, I'll go clear to the top. Right there it says, my children speak millstones of justice. And then a picture of millstones there. Hey, Tom, I know where there's a pile of millstones. I'm talking 6 foot in diameter, huge millstones. I don't know if anybody else knows they're there. What are those about, you think, Tom? Is there any dark significance to a pile of millstones?
Well, I don't know about the ones that you're referring to, but the millstones, of course, we think of the scripture where Jesus said it would be better to have a millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the deep than for you to hinder one of these children from coming to me.
And my question is, is this used in the occult? Are millstones of any significance at all in occult black magic? I'm not trying to make anything up. I'm just asking.
Yeah. You know what? There's nothing that I can think of specific.
Okay.
But they'll use anything they can get, and they'll take anything of God's and try to pervert it. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So
it could be that.
Yeah.
Okay. That That was kind of an aside. Let's you and I shut up here a minute, Tom, and let's open it up for anybody who wants to come in. By the way, if you want to ask Tom anything about child trafficking, DID, they used to call that multiple personality, satanic ritually abused, dealing with demons, casting out demons, that's up Tom's alley. So we'll open it up here. If anybody has any questions, come on in here, and Tom, be free to talk about anything that you want to
Up.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
I just got a comment. It was mentioned earlier about is that going to really make any difference for people showing up for this event? And it just brought to mind how Coach, you and a whole bunch of others showed up to get Kent Hovind out of jail.
Amen, brother. It matters. Remember, all Gideon did, folks, all Gideon did was shine light and make noise. That's all he did, right? Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. We spoke about it yesterday, but rather expose them. So when Tom and his crew and some of you show up down there, you are on an expose mission. And you expose and you allow the Lord to be able to work with what it is that you just done. And when you walk away, we don't live in a, although we live in a McDonald's generation, we don't serve a McDonald's God. What you do may not show up right away. When Randy went to Hillary's house and laid his hands on that threshold and opened that threshold, it doesn't mean all of a sudden the hounds of heaven are released. It doesn't mean that at all, although it could be. It takes a while for the water to flow through the opening and spread out and get to where it's supposed to go. So it's a matter of obedience to come and do and open it up and then trust the Lord that you were faithful to do what he asked you to do.
Amen. Amen.
Glenn?
Yeah, Tom, what is this woman being accused of that she's being held because she rescued her children and decided to leave the state of Georgia?
From what I understand, the trial on the 14th is for false charges filed against the accused, okay, against who the children said the abuser was. And the again, all of the if you go to the website millstonesforjustice.com, it's going to have all the details of everything that's going on there. Melody's case, she's, from what I understand, she's been charged for making false charges and then also for kidnapping her children, okay. She did what she thought,
Why is it kidnapping her own children? I'm missing something here.
Exactly. Down to the store with my son and I take him with me, am I kidnapping him? So I don't know, Coach.
Well, the reason they do kidnapping is because if you don't have custody and you take that child and you take across state lines, If you don't have custody, then you're, yeah, that's what they do. I knew someone that did the same thing.
That makes sense. So the maybe the husband.
Tom, I'm assuming there's a father involved, but it's not. They're not married. I'm assuming there was divorce and custody issues.
No, it's not a custody issue. They were married at the time, and as far as I know, I'm not sure on the status of that. They may still be married. Okay, the husband is there in that town still, as far as I know. And let me stress, he's not been indicted. He's not been convicted. He's only been accused. Okay, so we're asking, why hasn't there been an investigation? Why hasn't anybody looked at the 23-page report? Why hasn't there been any? You know, when a kid makes an accusation like this. They usually roll out and take a look at the barn, you know, and interview some people. But none of that was done. It was said these kids have vivid imaginations.
Well, I know this, and I'm not putting anybody on the spot. I know Mark Trump could give you a personal example of unequal justice down in, that was West Virginia, wasn't it, Mark? You don't have to go into it. So the idea that a DA would be corrupt shouldn't be shocking to any of us. Now, we're not saying the DA is corrupt. We're not making that accusation. But friends, when we live in the world that we live in the dark, dark world that we're in, and the dark influences that we see everywhere, we have got to realize that people get themselves elected to powerful political positions for nefarious reasons. That they don't go in there just because it's the job or just because they want to serve. They go in there because there's a dark agenda that's at work that we are not aware of. Would you agree with that, Tom?
No, 100%, Coach. You know, in cities like New York and Boston, the mob will send in an infiltrator. They'll bring somebody up, send them to the police academy, you know, make sure that the law enforcement or the powers that be don't know they have any connections to the mob, then they have a man inside of the police academy. So the bad guys will send somebody in to infiltrate. This happens all the time. They're smart.
We haven't figured it out yet, have we? On our end of it, right? We haven't. Somebody else can
take charge? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, back in 1982 down in Florida, there was a case. This lady's husband was abusing her five girl children, their children. They were married, and she took off with them and ended up out in the state of California to get the kids away from her, you know, walked away from, she owned the house. It was in her name and everything. She just walked away from it to save those kids. And they eventually found her, dragged her back to Florida, had her case. She was found guilty, but the judge in the ruling actually put in the ruling, this is back in 1982. He said, it is better for children to live in the house with a sexually abusive father than living with a fundamental Christian mother.
Yep, yep. Well, Larry, that's what we allowed them to do, right? To grab control of it. Let me switch gears here real quick. I'm over here. Look, I'm scrolling on the side. John Loveland, are you up there, man? Are you able to connect in here at all, John?
Yeah.
Okay, John. Now, Tom, you don't know John, but I know John.
No. No, I John, met Tom.
Okay, you do. Yeah, you met him. That's right. Yeah. John is a DIDSRA. Now, most people say don't even have any idea what we're talking about. Just what would be, John, as somebody who this happened to, what would be your, what would you say to the people who are listening right now who don't believe this stuff's going on?
Yeah, you know what it is, Coach? I think people don't want to believe it because it's horrific. And much of the church lives in a place of pretentious denial, and it's what I call a survival tactic, you know. And I use this term, survival tactics are not intellectual properties. We don't do it on purpose. We just do it to survive.
Yeah.
And it's real. It's absolutely real. It's horrific, and that's why I believe people don't want to believe it.
And children are actually being sacrificed. Yes, that's John. Correct. Yes, Tom. Real children being killed, sacrificed in rituals. This is really going on. Amen.
100%.
Yes. Tom, maybe you could explain to the audience the adrenochrome phenomenon.
Well, Yeah, adrenal chrome, or the, you know, the drinking of human blood, the eating of human flesh. You know, just like he was saying, this is so horrific. Who wants to believe that this is real? When you're not exposed to this, and when you are not getting all the emails, and when you're not getting the phone calls, I don't blame anybody, honestly. When they don't have discernment, okay, when they're not connected with the Lord, for thinking I'm crazy, because it sounds crazy. This is right out of a Hollywood movie, okay? Who in their right mind, a normal person, who would want to drink the blood of a human being, okay, or eat the flesh or kill a baby? But, you know, I always tell people, how can we be so surprised, okay? I just made a video a couple weeks ago, and you guys can go on my YouTube channel and check it out, through the black YouTube channel. It's a short little video called What Does a Serial Killer Look Like? And I compare serial killers to abortion doctors, okay? And I go through and I show Ted Bundy and I show Ed Gein, okay? And I ask, who do you think of when you think of a serial killer? Jeffrey Dahmer. And then I go and I show Kermit Gosnell. And I show the guy in Indiana that was stacking up the bodies, okay? Then I show the two women out in California that were just talking nonchalant, you know, about trying to keep a baby alive so they can harvest the body parts. What does a serial killer look like, you know? Those women you would pass in the grocery store and not think anything of it, okay? Nice. And so, keep that in mind, folks, if you're struggling with this, okay? There are people that go to a job, okay, and they clock in, and then they rip arms and legs off of babies, okay? Then they clock out and go home at night, just like the Nazis did, okay? And it was just it was a normal thing for them, yeah. What does a serial killer look like?
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Tom. We had your YouTube page up on the screen there, folks. It's Through the Black. Tom's got a lot of videos of... If you're listening to this right now and you're struggling with it, you just can't. This is kind of hard to believe. Folks, there's just a lot of evidence out there, a lot of evidence. And, Tom, let me shift gears a little bit. It's kind of way
my coach.
My, yeah.
Before you shift gears, if we watch these History Channel shows and all this stuff about all those ancient civilizations down, no matter where it is around the world, but especially in Central and South America, where they find evidence of child whatever it is, you know, presenting children to the gods and stuff like that. I forget the word they call it. But and they find evidence of that everywhere in lakes with just stacks of bones in the bottom of the lakes and everything like that. And we think nothing of it. Well, that was just their culture back then. No, back in biblical times, God hated this kind of stuff. He really hated it. And every now and then, a king would come up in Israel who didn't like it either and started tearing all those places down where all those ritual sacrifices were going on. And this is nothing new. Why do we think our society would be immune from this kind of nonsense? It's ever since Satan's been around, this has been his modus operandi. And I tell you, folks, and listen carefully, the satanic social clubs are involved with at least some of their leadership and some of their members. The satanic social club is knee deep in this crap.
Infiltrated. Would you agree with that, Tom?
They've
been infiltrated. Hey, folks, Child Protective Services have been infiltrated. Folks, come on now. Schools have been infiltrated. The enemy has worked hard to get a foothold in many of these institutions. And no matter what, listen, I want you to think about this a minute. If you right now did not have the Holy Spirit of God inside of you, and if you were able to do whatever your little heart desired, and you knew that you were going to be able to do it with impunity, that you were not going to get caught, but even if you did get caught, you were going to get away with it. If the heart of man, unrestrained by a conscience, was set loose, what would be the end, or what would be off limits to a person like that? What would it be that they could not nor would not do? If you think God, Almighty God, is all good, and we were told that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If there's a seed of the serpent and a seed of the woman, if there's two sides on this war and God is all good, folks, how deep and dark must that other side be?
Coach,
we're naive.
Coach, we have an invisible enemy that hates humanity, and he wants to ravage and slaughter every one of us. And if he could get to us, he would. But he can't get to us when we're protected by the blood of Christ, by the providence of God and his guardian angels around us. But he does have almost half of the population and I'm thinking of America, deceived. And we're seeing the slaughter out in the streets right now and the chaos and the complete disregard for human beings. And, obviously, before it gets better.
Why does the enemy want these little children, Tom?
He loves the innocence. He knows that it will corrupt and it will darken the hearts of the people that are involved. Okay. Now, it was mentioned a minute ago, adrenal chrome. Okay. When you torture a child, okay, it spikes their blood. Okay. With a drug.
Did you ever get an adrenaline rush? Folks, were you ever an animal come towards you, a mean dog, whatever, or maybe almost have a car accident or something like that, and as soon as it's over, you just sit there and you have this rush, whoo, that adrenaline rush. That's what creates a thing called adrenochrome.
Hey,
in the blood. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Tom.
No,
I just want we hear that term adrenochrome. It's adrenaline that's produced. They scare you. And then the adrenaline is released into the blood system.
Mm-hmm. Tom?
They eat that. Go ahead. Is that Roger?
Tom, can I ask a quick question? About once a week for the last 2 months, I've been seeing in the paper, whatever, FBI raids, DEA raids, where they're rescuing, 10 kids. They're rescuing 25 kids. What is going on with all of that? And where are they rescuing these kids from? That's what I don't understand.
65 of them, Roger. I saw 65 of them in one of those big crates that was going to be shipped to Thailand with some 67 children in a crate. Go ahead, Tom.
No, yeah, we're seeing this happen all the time. Where are they finding them? They're hidden, just like Coach said. They're hiding them in crates and outbuildings, barns, wherever they can hide them. Okay, people are being busted and indicted and sent to prison. And I'm thinking of a story down in Ohio. It took place down in Cincinnati. Two guys involved in Satanism were making child porn movies. Okay, we're seeing this all over. They're hiding them anywhere they can hide them. And
suburban white girls and Tom? Are they suburban white girls and guys that are runaways? Are they illegals? What's the background of these kids? Where are they coming from?
Yeah, a lot of them are runaways. 75% of the kids that are endangered runaways, okay? They don't like their situation at home. It might be abusive, or they don't like the rules or whatever, okay? And they just decided they don't want to be home anymore. 75% of them end up in human trafficking, okay? We've seen this. Now, also keep in mind, and you can look at this and you can research this. We don't have time to get into it this morning, but CPS, okay? CPS is involved in
Child Protective Services, folks. Protective Services.
There's stories across the board from California all the way back to the East Coast, okay, of CPS trafficking children, kids ending up in child porn movies, okay, that are supposed to be in the protective custody of CPS. Think about Nancy Schaefer. She exposed some of this stuff going on. She ends up dead down in Georgia, okay? It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up, and there's crazy things going on. The church has got to do something, because we cannot count on the people, the government officials, whether it's CPS, whether it's a judge, okay? And there's plenty of good judges out there, but we can't count on them, all right? The church has got to get involved by prayer, by boots on the ground, by standing up, getting involved, speaking out, screaming this out and exposing this, okay? From the murder of babies in the womb to children being raped, because we cannot count on the world to do our job. It's our job to do it.
Hey, Mike, real quickly, Mike, for those who are still scratching their heads, say, Coach, this is belong. Where are you? Where's your tinfoil hat, Coach? Here, I'll get it on. Mike, look up adrenochrome. Just look it up. Adrenochrome, A-D-R-E-N-A-C-H-R-O-M-E, so that you guys don't think that we're making this up. I'll take my tinfoil hat back off. Adrenochrome. What is adrenochrome? Because, folks, this is real. This stuff is real, and the church, again, is oblivious to what's going on.
Hey, Coach, can I just say something?
Please do, John.
There's four characteristics of the predator. And it's going to blow you away. He's married. He has children. He's religious. And he has a successful career.
Say this again, John. These are four characteristics of a predator, okay?
They're married. They have children. They're religious. And they have a successful career.
Mm.
That's why they're so hard to find.
That's what was going on. I know, Tom, we could jump into what was going on with Jerry Sandusky and all that mess out there in Pennsylvania. Tom, up on the screen right now, folks, is all the information that you'd ever want to know of adrenochrome. It's called the drug of the elite. They drink the adrenochrome. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. They drink the adrenochrome for the rush of the adrenaline that's in the blood. They scare these little children. They kill them. They drain the blood. And then adrenochrome is trapped inside of it. It gives them a rush. Mike, the Luciferian drug. Mike, I don't know if you could ever find it while you mess around there, but Zuckerberg. What's that guy's name? Mark Zuckerberg makes a comment about the high, the personal high of adrenochrome. It's like nothing he's ever experienced. I don't know if you can find that or not. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tom. Or
whoever. No, Coach, we're not talking about teenage vampires, okay? Kids that are doing this as a fad or a fashion statement. They're out there, and we care about them, and we want to reach them. But we're talking about generational Satanists, you know, where this tradition has been passed down. And there are people that are actually addicted to blood.
Mm.
Blood drinkers that are addicted to blood. Okay. Yes, it sounds crazy. You know what? I read a book last year. I don't have it sitting with me, but it's called Blood Drinkers. It's by Kurt Barker is the person who wrote the book Blood Drinkers, Cannibals, and High Adept Satanists. That's what it's called. Coach, I read that book a year ago, and I wouldn't tell anybody about it. Not because I was so shaken by what I read in that book. I was so shaken. I didn't want anybody else to read it. And I just released the name of it last week. Blood
is it Drinkers, on your website? Is it on your website, Tom?
I don't know if it is. Blood Drinkers, Cannibals, and High Adept Satanists. Okay, and this testimony takes place in the 60s and 70s, what this guy saw, okay? And he came out of it. He was a survivor, but I wish I could talk more about that. The Satanist coach groomed this guy to be a homosexual leader in the 60s and 70s.
Mm.
And they said, you're going to be a leader that's going to bring about change in the culture. And
so, Tom,
he got out of it. He got out of it.
So, Tom, we know this, that a lot of this is done in what we would call ritual sacrifices. I don't know, Tom, whether Tom can speak to this or John can speak to this. Again, it's one of those things that we don't want to believe, but the dark side does satanic worship services where they sacrifice young children. Yes or no, Tom?
Yeah. What do you think was going on in that temple on Epstein Island that looked like an Egyptian, that had Egyptian art, you know, and it was styled, you know, after an Egyptian temple? What do you think was going on there? I don't know, Coach, what was going on there. I can't prove anything, but the people that are surrounded and the people that are involved in the pedophilia with Jeffrey Epstein and all the elites, okay, and anybody wants to look up the testimony of Ronald Bernard, the Dutch banker, Coach. I don't know if you know about this. His testimony is in Dutch out there. And he talked about how he was laundering money for the elites, and they would bring him into a party, and there were naked women. He's like, oh, I like this, and I like that. And they kept bringing him in deeper. And one day he showed up to a party, and there were children on the altar. And that was the deal breaker for him.
So, John, come on in here again. John Loveland, what are the four characteristics, John? Because this isn't just some old pervert hanging out at the city park. What are the characteristics of these people, John?
Again, he's married, he has children, he's religious, and he's successful. And usually, he's very charismatic. He knows how to interact with people, and he just it's not the person you think. It's the person you look at and say, oh, he's a pedophile. That's usually not the guy. Sometimes it is, but it's usually the charismatic guy with those four characteristics. And that's why it's so hard to find.
They look like Leave It to Beaver. That's what I always say. It looks like Leave It to Beaver.
Mm.
They're people in high places, these DAs and judges who are just simply trying to bury this stuff is because they know that they're probably in this in a hidden realm of some sort.
Compromise in some way. That's right.
They compromise them. And what they'll do is they'll bring them in for a meal, and they will feed them human flesh without telling them to darken their heart. I've heard this story. And then that will make them just ruthless in the business world. Okay, because after you've eaten the flesh of a baby, then what in the world will you not do?
Okay. Do we not see that God's judgment is coming, not only on America, but the severity of God's judgment? I'm talking something that's more profound than what we see pouring out in the streets.
Dale, we just saw when Mike Heath is pulling some of those things up, adrenochrome is called what? The drug of the elite. See, we still don't want to, Psalm 2, we still don't want to believe the kings of this world conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. We do not want to recognize and admit the depth of darkness of those without Christ, how deep down that dark hole people can go. We just say, oh, people aren't doing that. They can, Jeffrey Dahmer, well, Jeffrey Dahmer was an anomaly. If there were more Jeffrey Dahmers out there, they would be getting caught, really.
You know what? And this is what I tell people. Sometimes sociopaths become serial killers, and sometimes sociopaths enter politics.
Well, I would think sociopaths enter politics. They have to enter that. Folks, we got about 7 minutes. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let Tom say what he wants, or John Loveland, if he wants to come in, or any of you guys that have a question.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Tom, good to hear you this morning. It's Jeff Klein here, Mount Vernon.
God bless you, brother.
Thanks for coming down with Nicole and meeting with her. She's doing better progressively. She's getting a little better.
Praise God.
I'll try to have her down there that weekend that you'll be down at Coach's. And another thing, don't you think, because we're doing, I talked to you about the child trafficking thing we're doing in our church, and that's what we talked about. As Pastor Bill said, if nothing else, we get this training. Then when the alert comes out that there's a missing child in your county, then you're on it. You're out right away, because that's usually, like you said, that's where it starts. A kid runs away. So if we could at least do that, now maybe some of these people aren't going to get into all that drinking of blood and stuff, you know what I mean? But if they just go out and find the missing child right away in their county within the first hour or two, then they get crucial at least do that. We got that group Phoenix that's training us on all that stuff. And it takes a while to train, but I think it's something good that they could do.
We're starting today, right? We're training today. Come on in, Silver.
Hey, Coach, that first of all, you're not a goat.
Thanks,
you're a bondservant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
You're doing what he's called you to do.
That's right.
If that means destroying people who do this kind of work, okay,
sir,
destroying children, then that's what we do.
Amen, brother. Amen. I'm not a goat.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just, thanks, Tom, for what you're doing down there in Virginia. That is so important. I want to encourage the people on the fringe, not the core Q guys here, but the people that are listening on YouTube and Facebook and stuff. You don't have to be out front. All you have to do is show up. Showing up really does make a difference, folks. You can shut it down just by showing up. Your numbers can shut it down. It is so important. Just show up for this stuff.
Well said, Amen. Jack. Let Tom Dunn do his thing and have people there with their arms folded behind him who support him. That's all it takes.
It's all it takes.
Hey, Coach? Tom, hashtag Tom Cants, CANST. Children are not sex toys, Tom. Please spread that as well.
Okay. Coach, I'm going to be down there in less than a month, and I want everybody that can make it down there at Sky High, and we're going to train you, we're going to equip you, and you're going to walk away from that place full of confidence, and we're not going to be able to give you the experience, but we're going to show you how to do what we do, and we're going to explain it the best we can and put as many tools in your hand as possible, okay? And here's the thing. This is what happens, and this is what Russ Dizdar told me years ago. When you get trained, people will show up in your life that need what you have.
Wow.
Okay. And I didn't believe him when he told me that. I was like, where are these people at right now? Why are they going to wait until I get trained? Then they're going to show up. But that's the way it happens. Okay. And we need more people that can do freedom encounters, that can just lead people in simple prayers to break strongholds, Coach, break strongholds and to get set free.
Amen, Tom. It's like I said, I get emails all the time. Can you connect me with Russ Dizdar? Well, we ought to have little mini Russ Dizdars everywhere we go, folks. There ain't anything special about Russ. I mean, there is, but there isn't. There's nothing special about Tom Dunn other than he's equipped. He knows what he's doing, and he can teach you how to do it as well. And sadly, most churches, if they believe in the spiritual realm at all, it's just kind of in the great by and by. And our churches are filled with people who are being destroyed by the works of darkness. And we don't talk about it in church. We don't know how to deal with it in church. And the enemy runs rampant right in front of our faces.
The demonic realm are master manipulators, and they love the idea of the church not accepting their existence or not accepting their power. They can run rampant and run circles around us.
Mr. Dunn, that is absolutely true.
Amen. So, folks, let me say this real quickly, okay? We are restricting this event on October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'm going to get my numbers wrong. I'm going to say it's 60. I may be a bit high. Listen, last time we had almost 100 people here. We're not doing it again. We're not letting that many people come. It's going to be more manageable. We're going to do some – Chad's going to do gun training and some of that kind of stuff, but we're going to mix the spiritual warfare with it because it's the aspect that is missing out of our arsenal. And Tom's going to come and he's going to, folks, this is Russ Dizdar. Tom Dunn is Russ Dizdar. Okay. You know, like we're all supposed to reproduce ourselves. Russ Dizdar has reproduced Tom Dunn. Tom Dunn is Russ Dizdar. And listen, if you want to come and maybe get some deliverance of your own, praise the Lord, we'll do that as well. But you're going to be trained to do offensively what Tom does and what Russ does and what John does. And I haven't talked to John. Maybe I can twist his arm and get him out here as well to help do some of the training and all that's going on. Hey, Tom, we got about a minute. Close this thing out, brother.
Hey, if anybody can make it, meet me in Stafford, Virginia on September 14th, Monday, September 14th, in front of the courthouse, about 11 a.m., we're going to have church. We're going to praise God. We're going to pray. We're going to intercede for the children of Virginia. We're going to intercede for Melody Bannister and her kids in that case, and we're going to make some noise. We're going to get people's attention. We want this to be a national event. We want media eyes on this. If you can meet me there, meet me there. Stafford County Courthouse, Virginia, Monday, September 14th.
Go read the story of Gideon. Think about it. Gideon didn't have a whole bunch of people. The Lord whittled it down to 300 men. And then what'd they do? Well, they went out and they turned on a bunch of lanterns. Then they busted them, right? They shone light and they made noise. And that's what we got to do. We got to take the light of the gospel, proclaim it to all the land, and allow God to be able to do what, what God does best. Tom, we love you, man. Appreciate you being on with you. And
thank you,
and I don't know if I can be there. I'll look at my calendar. I'd love to be there and stand with you, but we'll certainly drive others. Anything we can do, Tom, to help you, the door's always open here, bud.
God bless you guys. Thank you, guys.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.